How Green Was My Mouse? Written by Dick King Smith and read by Stanley McGay. Mr. Muffin was a very special sort of farmer. We all know that there are dairy farmers and sheep farmers and pig farmers and poultry farmers. But Mr. Muffin was a mouse farmer. He was a breeder of every imaginable colour of pet mouse, and he kept hundreds and hundreds of them in a big shed. That was really all his farm was, just a big shed, round the sides of which were rows and rows of little cages, stacked on top of each other from floor to ceiling. And on the front of this shed was a large notice saying, Muffin's High Class Mice. Another animal that Mr. Muffin kept on his mouse farm was a large dog, the largest you can possibly imagine, which stood in the mouth of its kennel near the door of the mouse shed. On the kennel was another notice, which said, Cave Canem. Please note, this is Latin for beware of the dog. The animal always stood there, day in, day out, because it was, in fact, a stuffed dog. For as well as being a mouse farmer, Mr. Muffin was a very clever DIY man who understood all about electrical and mechanical gadgets and gizmos of every kind. Inside the stuffed dog, he had fitted an electric motor that was activated each time anyone walked towards the door of the mouse shed. Then the dog's great jaws would open and shut, while from deep inside it came fierce barks and thunderous growls, enough to frighten away any mouse burglar. Mr. Muffin was very proud of his guard dog, which, of course, barked and growled at him every time he went to attend to his mice. He would pat the top of its huge head and say, Good old Major! For this had been its name in life.